Welcome back to the student section here on 90.7 The Capstone. I'm Brooks Carter, joined by my co-host Brett Graybert and Alex Simpson, and our producer Andrew Clare. We're coming up here on our third segment of the show here. We're going to continue to talk some NCAA basketball. As we left you before the break, talking about the Florida Gators and whether or not they should be a number one seed. We're going to continue to talk about number one seeds based off Joe Lenardi's bracketology, ESPN's Joe Lenardi, a guy who... pretty accurate with this stuff. He's been he's got a very good percentage of his predictions on this and where he thinks teams are going to end up. I know 1 year he almost picked it all the way down to a T, like he had it correct. But so we're going to continue to get into this. Right now, I think two number one, if you look at the number one seeds he's got on here, Syracuse and Arizona are the top two.
Hard to dispute those.
Absolutely. And then followed by Wichita State, who is undefeated. Mm-hmm. And I think if they continue to win, if they lose one game, they're not going to be a number one seed, in my opinion.
No. Yeah, and they shouldn't lose a game.
They shouldn't,
but they may.
Yes.
They may.
And
so I wouldn't keep them as the number one seed.
But then after that, we were talking about Florida. So we're not disputing Syracuse or Arizona. They've been probably hands down the two best teams in college basketball this season.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we're looking at Wichita State and Florida, and we talked a little bit about Florida, about how we think they have a tough stretch of games coming up, and how they've kind of been kind of iffy in some of these games that they have won. So let's talk about Wichita State, and do you think that they will lose a game?
I don't think they will. I think Wichita State has one thing going for them that no other real mid-major, highly ranked team like Gonzaga or Butler or other teams in previous years have had, and it's that's experience. Wichita State went to the Final Four last year and were completely comfortable with the moment. You see so many teams that come from smaller conference, smaller venues, smaller programs, they get to the big stage, they get wide-eyed, and they get blown out. Wichita State wasn't like that. I was at that game against Louisville in the national semifinals last year, and Wichita State took it to the eventual national champions. They beat them for three quarters of that game, and they were physical, they were aggressive, they were unfazed. And if you've watched Wichita State play this year, they're playing the exact same way. Their motto is play angry, and that's what this team does, is that they just absolutely take it to whoever's on the court. Now, it's college basketball. Is the potential there for them to slip up one night, even against lesser opponents? Yes.
Yeah, because you always have to remember you are dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids out here playing basketball, and believe it or not, there are things in their life going on besides college basketball right now.
Oh, yeah, and like that's the beautiful thing about college basketball is that anything can happen on any night. But when we get into the tournament, whether Wichita State loses a game or not, I like them to go far because they've been there. And I like teams that have been to Final Fours just the last few years. Kentucky went to a Final Four, then won a national championship the next year. Louisville went to a Final Four and then won a national championship. Wichita State went to a Final Four last year. And the two teams I mentioned previously lost to the eventual champion that year and then came back to win a national championship. I'm not saying Wichita is going to win it all, but I like their odds to making another deep run.
Just to push your buttons, if you had the bracket right now as Louisville and Kentucky in the 5-4 of that bracket,
uh-huh,
against Wichita State,
uh-huh,
would you say the same thing, that Wichita State will make a run?
Well, if I'm looking at the bracket right now,
oh my gosh, that would be
Louisville,
such an unbelievable round of 32
that's what
matchup.
I'm saying.
Kentucky and Louisville playing in the second round
of
the tournament.
And we have a huge Louisville fan right there.
I bleed red. Go Cards, baby. But Louisville would play Kentucky potentially in the second round, win that rematch because Kentucky sucks, in my humble opinion, and play Wichita State in the Sweet 16. And the one thing that Wichita State doesn't have going for them is they don't have a lot of size. But unfortunately, neither does Louisville this year, and Wichita's playing better this year. So I think Wichita beats Louisville on a neutral court right now. But there's a lot of time. Rick Pitino's teams are always playing their best when they're going into the tournament. So you got to evaluate Louisville after the American Athletic Conference tournament, and then you can say where they belong. But the fact that Louisville's a 5 and Kentucky's a 4 is absolute crap, Joe Lenardi. You and I need to have a conversation about that. Who in the flock has Kentucky beaten to earn a 4 seed? I'm looking at their numbers right now. Only one game against RPI top 25, and they lost it. You're talking about a team that plays nobody.
Well, they did beat Louisville head to head, though.
That's the one win, but Louisville has no wins against a ranked team right now. And that's my knock for Louisville, too. I'm not saying that either of these teams deserve a high ranking, but the fact that Kentucky is a 4 seed is a joke. I think they both should be 5 seeds or 6 seeds somewhere, because these teams could potentially end up with, you know, pushing double-digit losses by the end of the season.
But let's get into who we think would potentially take the number one seed spots if Wichita State and Florida were both to fall. Who do you like to jump up there? We talked about how we don't really like Kansas that much. If you look at the number 2 seeds that Lenardi has on here, you got Villanova, San Diego State, and Duke right now as the 2 seeds. And we'll go ahead and talk about the 3 seeds, too, that could potentially jump up there. Michigan, who has been on a tear and won a lot of, until they got blown out on Saturday against Iowa. They were on a tear. And then Michigan State, then Iowa State, and Creighton, which Creighton's done very well in their first year in the Big East. Out of those 8 teams that is named, do you see any? Who would you like out of those 8 teams maybe jumping up and taking a 1 seed or even being worthy of a 1 seed? Because it's such a big thing now. Like they have, like, it's almost like they have certain credentials for teams to be number 1 seeds nowadays.
Well, I like a bunch of these teams, honestly. I like the way Duke plays. Honestly, I really like Jabari Parker, and I like Coach K in any tournament setting, whether that's ACC, NCAA, or otherwise. So I feel like that team is going to be a very, very dangerous team for someone to have to play in the tournament. You don't want them in their in your bracket. Another team, Villanova, who we were talking about during one of the breaks. Villanova played Syracuse in the Carrier Dome earlier this season and played them very close. I think they might have lost by 6 or 7 points, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah. No, it was one or two. Yeah. Well, no. They lost to Syracuse 78-62, so Syracuse won in the second half.
So a very close game in the Carrier Dome. Villanova is going to fare very well with a watered-down Big East, you know, not having to play Louisville, Syracuse, Pittsburgh for the rest of the season.
And I mean, the Big East tournament's not going to be the spectacle that it once was. I mean, they used to be one of the – if you won the Big East championship, that was you're a good basketball team. And like, I mean, you had to be like a warrior to go through that tournament and win it. Now, I mean, and now, because they had all 16 teams up there, and now they only have 10 teams in the conference, so it's not going to be quite as difficult to win the conference tournament, especially missing the likes of Pittsburgh, Syracuse, UConn, teams like that. So I think it's, and Louisville, I forgot about Louisville. So I agree. Villanova is still in a good basketball conference, and if they can continue to win, I mean, their
two losses were at Syracuse, and then Creighton was the other team, and Creighton blew them out.
Creighton shot ridiculously during that game. They shot some sort of ungodly percentage from three-point range.
Wasn't that the game that they made over 23s?
Yes, that was the game, because Creighton, in that game, just shot like they were throwing it in the ocean. It was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen as far as a film session goes. You know, guys just throwing it up and it goes in. You can't rely on that long term.
Villanova only lost to Kansas by 4, though. And that was, even though that was early, that was November 29th. So it was somewhat early in the season. So they've lost to a Kansas. They beat a Kansas team that's also a 2 seed.
Yeah, so there are only 2 losses on the season, which I hate to do this, because I don't like it when an expert analysis start talking about it. They'll say which team has the better loss. But if you want to do that, they do have their two losses are good losses. They're against 2 top 10 teams. So I think that their resume bodes well. I think they project as the next best team to get a number 1 seed.
But what about San Diego State, whose only loss was to Arizona, the other number 1 seed that we were saying was the top 2. So which one's a better loss? And they beat Creighton and Kansas.
Well, here's the thing about San Diego State. Yes, they're a good basketball program.
They've had experience, because remember, not too long ago when they had Kawhi Leonard, they could play. And
they were pushing top 10 rankings with Kawhi Leonard, and what did they do in the tournament?
Nothing. That's what I was about to get out. Yes, Steve Fisher has done a great job there, and he talked about a coach who's revitalized their career. Steve Fisher's done that there, but they haven't done anything for me in the tournament. I mean, they haven't made it past the Sweet 16. They haven't made it.
Tough. Where as Alabama, have we even come that close? So I mean, that's
we're talking bracketology, man. We're talking about teams that are.
This is a team though. In the, out of the, in the last 3 to 4 years has been a two seed. I know at least once, and it's been like they've been very highly seeded going into the tournament, and they haven't done anything with it.
Well, we've said that about Duke a few years ago because Duke lost in the
first round once. Duke went to the Elite Eight last year and won a national championship in 2010. Come on now.
We're pickpocketing.
This is kind of an upstart basketball program.
Not really, because we just said a few years ago they made it.
That's not what I'm talking about. Duke's been good since the 1990s, though.
Duke's been good
short term. San Diego State has only been relevant for about 3 or 4 years. This is an upstart program.
They could be the next Wichita State. They could go make it.
They could, but they haven't done anything yet. So I'm not putting that on number one seed. Okay, we'll see what Andrew has to say.
I was going to say San Diego State kind of reminds me of Gonzaga. I feel like, you know, Brooks, you said they're going to be skeptical about giving a mid-major, a team like that, a number one seed after what happened to Gonzaga last year. You know, they got a one seed and were completely embarrassed in the second round, I believe, to Wichita State.
Yes, it was.
But I feel like they would be skeptical in giving San Diego State a one seed. I feel like they'll do a safe pick and possibly Villanova or Duke.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see them getting any higher than a two seed. And, I mean, it's for that reason. I think that the selection committee takes past tournament experiences.
I don't think they do. That's not in your. That's not what they think. Oh, is this guy going to make? No, they care about this year. Who did they beat or who did they lose to? They only lost to a potentially number one seed, and that's it. And then we're trying to make a rule for
Kansas isn't a number one seed. I don't care what happens
between Arizona.
They only lost to Arizona.
They beat Kansas.
Okay.
So they've already beat
my fault. My fault.
Yeah. So they've only lost to Arizona, and that's it. So if we're making some of these question mark things for Wichita State,
leave them where they're at then, and let them try to beat Arizona again in the Elite Eight. That's what.
You could do that.
Give them a rematch. We'll see who's better then, and that would be the best thing for me to see, because if they're really we would find out if they were truly worthy of a number one seed, if they could come all the way out to the Elite Eight and beat Arizona, if things were to stay like they were right now. But we're going to continue to talk some more NCAA basketball here and preview a game tonight here in Tuscaloosa. Alabama is trying to. Alabama takes on the Ole Miss Rebels tonight. Marshall Henderson coming to town, everybody's favorite guy in the SEC. But anyways, Alabama comes into this game on a 4-game losing streak. It's the first one they've had since the 2010-2011 season. And Alabama is in danger now of suffering their first losing season since in 14 years. 14 years since the last time Alabama's had a losing season. They now sit 5 games under 500.
We're not surprised by this. I think we expected it with everyone transferring this last.
Anybody expected anything this bad there. But Ole Miss comes into this game 16-7, 7-3 in conference play, and they're a bubble team right now for the NCAA tournament. So this is a big game for them. If Alabama was to win this one tonight, if they were to win this one tonight, this would be a big setback for Ole Miss. So we're gonna do a quick preview for this. Do you think this is the night where Alabama stops their losing streak, or do you think that the losing streak continues to 5 games?
Well, it all depends on the mentality that I think that people come out with, because I think Alabama's got to set it in their mind they can either spoil the party for someone else or pack it in, because we're at 14 losses and there's not much else that's gonna happen from here on out for us, short of running the conference tournament championship. But I think Alabama matches up favorably. I think that Marshall Henderson can shoot himself into and out of a game, and against an Anthony Grant style pressure defense, that can work in Alabama's favor. I feel like they can frustrate him and Ole Miss in general into forcing some bad turnovers. Turnovers turn into easy points, which Alabama needs desperately to do anything due to our lack of an offense. But I think definitely this is a matchup that favors that is favorable for Alabama going into tonight, especially at home. I feel like if this was at Ole Miss, we would have a little bit more of an issue ruining the party. But I think that definitely this is a trap game for Ole Miss. I'd like Alabama to win it.
And Henderson, they're talking about a streaky shooter. He's a guy coming off a great performance against Missouri in a game they won 91-88. He had a 29 points, hit 8 three-pointers in that game, 8 of 15 from the three-point line, 10 of 18 from the field. So you talk about, but see, the games before that, he was 4 of 12 from the three-point line and 2 of 9. So, I mean, we'll see what Marshall Henderson shows up tonight. Hopefully it's the one that's the bad shooter. Hopefully the hot streak.
We're hoping for that, but I'd be surprised if we don't get blown out in this game. We'll put up a fight, but this Alabama team does. We'd match up well defensively, but our offense has been so up and down, and then we're changing the defense in the middle of the game against Florida. I think that Florida game was just too tough to watch because we relied so much on Rutherford, and I think this Ole Miss team's just way better than Alabama.
And Alabama turned the Florida shot over 60% from the field in that game. It's very hard to win a basketball game when you allow the opposing team to shoot over 60% from the field. But a lot of that was due to the amount of turnovers they had. They had close to 20 turnovers in that game, and that allowed a lot of easy transition buckets for the Florida Gators. So that's why they shot such a high percentage. So if Alabama can cut down the turnovers tonight, they give themselves a chance to win this game here in the second half. We're going to take a quick break here. Coming back on the other side, we're going to talk about the NFL Combine and some NBA action. You're listening to Student Section on 90.7 The Capstone.